Simon & Schuster Audio presents Champlain's Dream by David Hackett Fisher. Read by Edward Herman.
In Search of Champlain. An old French engraving survives from the early 17th century. It is a battle print, at first glance like many others in European print shops. We look again and discover that it shows a battle in North America, fought between Indian nations 4 centuries ago. The caption reads in Old French, "Défaite des Iroquois au lac de Champlain." The defeat of the Iroquois at Lake Champlain, July 30, 1609. On one side we see 60 Huron, Algonquin, and Montagnais warriors. On the other are 200 Iroquois of the Mohawk Nation. They meet in an open field beside the lake. The smaller force is attacking boldly, though outnumbered 3-1. The Mohawk have sallied from a log fort to meet them. By reputation, they are among the most formidable warriors in North America. They have the advantage of numbers and position, and yet the caption tells us that the smaller force won the fight. The print offers an explanation in the presence of a small figure who stands alone at the center of the battle. His dress reveals that he is a French soldier and a man of rank. He wears half armor of high quality, a well-fitted cuirass on his upper body, and protective breeches of the latest design with light steel plates on his thighs. His helmet is no crude iron pot of the kind that we associate with Spanish conquistadors and English colonists. It is an elegant example of what the French call a casque bourguignon, a Burgundian helmet of distinctive design that was the choice of kings and noblemen, a handsome, high-crowned helmet with a comb and helm forged from a single piece of metal. Above the helmet is a large plume of white feathers called a panache, the origin of our modern word. Its color identifies the wearer as a captain in the service of Henry IV, first Bourbon King of France. Its size marks it as a badge of courage worn to make its wearer visible in battle. This French captain is not a big man. Even with his panache, the Indians appear half a head taller. But he has a striking presence, and in the middle of a wild melee, he stands still and quiet, firmly in command.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?